welcome to this new week of broadcast here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we're going to talk about the economy today. We have two guests that will be joining us later, Bob Fry and Rusty Leonard are both going to be a part of our program to talk about the economic bailout legislation. But first, I want you to update us on a program that we aired last week about a couple in Florida who had a very interesting money story.
Well, I want to thank all of our listeners for getting behind Andy and Christy Herko. We ask you to vote on their behalf, and they must have,
right,
because Andy made it into the top five in the dance competition hosted by Regis and Kelly. And today he is dancing in front of judges to determine if they could be selected for the $50,000 grand prize. So be sure and tune into that and to see exactly what God does. What a remarkable testimony of Andy and Christy Herko. And thank you, our Money Life listeners, for being a part of that great story.
Well, the great thing is not that they're going to potentially win the money, but what they're going to do with that money.
Well, they're trying to get completely out of debt. They had prayed for ideas of how to do that, and they give God the credit for leading them to take this little simple step to do a 30-second video and see what God would do. He's already won $10,000, but he's going to pay off the remainder of their debt and use it to live the way God told him to live with no other masters. I'm thrilled about it.
That's really fun. Well, Chuck, let's talk a little bit about the economy and give us an update about what are some of the things that are going on here at Money Life that we're doing to really just help people navigate through some of these uncertain times.
Well, Dave, I think our listeners can probably even hear it in my voice, but today I'm deeply encouraged. I've been getting email after email after email of people thanking me for calling the nation to a season of prayer and fasting. In fact, they're anxious to get the website up. We're anxious to get that done, too, mm-hmm, because they know that's the real solution. It resonated, Dave, because people know that our hope is not in government. And we're going to talk about the economy, but right now, I'm just so grateful that people want to join us and go before the Lord. So the website's on its way. People are rallying that God is the solution. He is our hope. He is in charge of our future. We've got people turning to the Money Map coaches online. They're taking advantage of that. And they're listening to the program regularly. And I am excited.
Well, if you want more information on online Money Map coaches and other free tools and resources, just go to crown.org. Now, coming up, economic analyst and investment counselor Bob Fry will join us to talk about what the bailout means to you now and in the future. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and right now we're between the Senate and the congressional vote for the bailout legislation. So this program was recorded before we even knew what the outcome of that bill was going to be, but we felt it was important that we get you some professional, godly input on this very controversial legislation. So my guest today is Bob Fry. Bob is an investment counselor in Southern California. He's also the founder and president of Macarios. Bob, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You know, you were one of our very early guests when we launched Money Life, and you were nailing it spot on in terms of what was going to happen to this economy. And we're in the midst of many of the things you were talking about, Bob. So bring us up to speed. What do you think is going on right now?
Well, right now the entire world is worried about the health of the banking system. And the banks, both in the United States and globally, are worried about their liquidity. They're not lending to each other as they should. And so everyone is sitting on pins and needles to some extent waiting for the bailout. That's the main thing that's going on right now.
You know, Bob, I'm getting a lot of questions and some serious questions. It's some frightening questions. People are saying, is this financial Armageddon? Is this the big one? What's your take on that, Bob?
I don't believe it's financial Armageddon. And to some extent, if it were, I'm not sure how much we would do about it. I mean, a real financial Armageddon, we end up back in the Middle Ages in which we're building castles to protect ourselves against marauding bands of hungry people in the streets. And the fact that we had invested wisely or wiser than our neighbor wouldn't necessarily help us. I don't believe we're at a financial Armageddon. I think the financial system will survive this. There's lots of good things going on in the world. There are a lot of economies in the world that are very, very healthy. Our own economy is healthier than the crisis and crisis conversation would lead one to believe. So overall, I think we're going to get through this.
Well, Bob, we're assuming right now that the economic bailout package, what I think is being called TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, is going to become law. What's your thoughts on that legislation, and is it going to help?
Well, it's really difficult to know the extent to which it will help. Hank Paulson, basically Secretary of the Treasury, essentially shouted fire in a crowded theater, and everyone is running for the exits. In that scenario, is it better to do something than to do nothing? Is it better to call the fire department and try and put out the fire? Yes. So is it going to be good and helpful for the government to pass this bailout package short term? I believe so. Whether they needed to do it from the beginning is a tougher call. I think to some extent they've created their own crisis. But short term, we're better off with them passing it. It's going to provide some calming influence to the banks. It will, in fact, strengthen some banks. With the $250,000 deposit limit, that will strengthen all banks. And so overall, I think it's better than nothing.
You know, one of my thoughts, and I wanted to see if you agree with this, Bob, is that if you have to do a bailout and buy bad paper to buy bad debt, buying bad debt on mortgages, which is backed by real estate, is certainly better than buying bad paper, say, of credit card write-offs.
That's probably the case. I think one of the problems with the whole situation is that we're not really sure what they are going to buy or how they are going to price it. And to follow up on your example, everything else being equal, yes. Everything else being equal, I'd rather own mortgages than credit card debt. You could make that not true by paying double what you should pay for the mortgage paper and only 5% more than you would pay for the credit card paper. You can imagine how price is a factor here.
So we're still very vulnerable, even with the bailout plan. It's got to be executed well. Many things have to come together for this to really help us long term. Is that what you're saying, Bob?
That's correct. I do not believe that the bailout plan per se will solve the underlying problem. The underlying problem is the result of many years of really cheap credit, which drove up the prices of all assets worldwide. Everything to some extent was overpriced. Some things like U.S. homes more than others. But stocks were bid up. Land was bid up. Commodities were bid up because the system had been flooded for years and years and years and years and years with cheap credit. The fundamental thing that's going on is a deleveraging. We're not going to have all that credit in the system. And that's leading to prices returning back to normal, if you will. But normal could be a good deal lower than what we're used to.
You know, Bob, even Greenspan has come out and said that trust will eventually return to these markets. How long do you think that's going to take before trust returns and this downturn starts climbing back out of the mess that we're in?
Gosh, you know, I really don't know. I believe that the bailout plan will have a calming influence on the strength of banks. I believe that the markets will think that the banks will be better off as a result of this. When, if ever, trust returns? I'm not sure. I mean, I think we've all gotten pretty much convinced that the government doesn't really know what they're doing. They sure look like they're, you know, a bunch of junior high school kids running around trying to make decisions. So I'm not sure when that trust will return. I mean, I was thinking this morning about, I think it's Psalm 141, one of the Psalms. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. And I sort of thought that that's about the government. And you know, it goes on to say, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, and so on and so forth.
Well, Bob, I couldn't agree with you more. This is a time for all of us to be entering into a season of prayer, looking to our Lord, taking our hope and our dependency out of man, out of governments, out of elected officials, and placing them squarely where they should have been all along. Well, thank you for your time today, Bob. I look forward to having you back on Money Life.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.
Well, when we come back, Rusty Leonard, the founder and president of Stewardship Partners and formerly the top portfolio manager with Templeton Investment Advisors, he's going to join us. And Rusty's going to give us his insights into the bailout legislation and his thoughts on some practical investments that'll help us during these difficult economic times. You know, Rusty is always optimistic, and he has a tendency even to help me remain calm when everything seems to be spiraling out of control. And I know you're going to appreciate what he has to say today. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and it's always a pleasure to have Rusty Leonard join us. Rusty is the founder and CEO of Stewardship Partners and one of the top portfolio managers for the Templeton Fund, overseeing about $3.5 billion fund. Certainly an expert that we love to have on the program. Rusty, welcome to Money Life.
Glad to be back.
People are asking, is this bailout plan good or bad? Where do you stand?
Well, obviously, in principle, it's kind of a bad thing that we even have to do such a thing, but given the circumstances, we really have no alternative. So from that perspective, it's a good thing. And it's my hope that the House of Representatives will vote in favor of it and get that thing passed, because it's definitely something that the economy needs and actually needed 2 weeks ago. Time is of the essence.
Well, one of your core values that you have taught us is that the best time to be an investor is at the point of maximum pessimism. When other people are running, that's probably a good time to get in. So is this that point, Rusty? Are we at the bottom?
Well, we're certainly within spitting distance of it. You know, we got to be nearby, and it's always difficult, of course, to nail that point exactly. But we are certainly within a very close range of what is probably the point of maximum pessimism. And, you know, you can see that by virtue of very wise investors that are well-known out there by most people, like Warren Buffett. He's announced deal after deal after deal in the last couple of weeks. He's deploying his cash right now and saying, now's the time to buy. And, yes, things look awful, especially if you look backwards. But if you look forward, you can probably see that the government package will probably be passed, and then that will just be a down payment. There will be many more packages from different policy moves from the Federal Reserve and other central banks, as well as other governments, to stimulate this slowing economy, because it's just unacceptable that it would, you know, go into a recession for any length of time. So there'll be lots of activities to try to prop the economy up, and that'll probably pay off in the long run.
Well, Rusty, I'm getting bombarded with questions like this. Is it time to put my money in a coffee can and bury it in the backyard? I mean, people don't see any opportunity right now. They're fearful of even putting money in their banks. There's a great deal of uncertainty. But yet, you believe that optimism should prevail in every circumstance. Are you optimistic now? And is it really the time to become an investor?
It's the best time to become an investor because the investments are so cheap. I like to say at times like this, safety is very expensive. If you're buying something that's safe, you're going to pay a high price for that. Risk is very, very cheap. You can get in on more risky investments at an extremely attractive price. Now, not all those investments may work out in the long run for you, but the ones that do work out will probably more than offset the ones that don't because they're so inexpensive at this point in time. Now, having said that, one has to admit that there is a possibility that we have a complete financial meltdown. Highly unlikely, but you have to be aware of that. So, you know, you have to be wise in what you're doing. You have to pay attention to what's going on. But by and large, this is a wonderful, you had mentioned in your comment there that nobody's seeing any opportunities. In my seat, I love periods like this. I see abundant opportunities. I see just ridiculous decisions being made by people to sell stocks at very low prices. And so I'm looking for opportunities to invest at this stage of the game, not the opposite. And wise investors will do the same, just like, again, Warren Buffett's doing right now.
Well, you know, Rusty, I get asked this a lot, and we do not give specific investment advice. I want to put that disclaimer out there right now. But people are always wanting to know, is it time to go to gold? Is it time to go to gold? And according to what you just said, safe investments are expensive right now. So apply that principle to gold. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, gold, we do actually keep a little bit of gold in our portfolio, not gold itself, but companies that invest that produce gold in our portfolio. And we typically will have one company in there. It's a very small percentage of our portfolio just because of the risk of a terrorist attack, surprise terrorist attack, or calamities like this. So I wouldn't overemphasize gold, but I have a little bit of gold in the portfolio just as an insurance policy, as a diversifier. And that's not a bad idea. But in terms of somebody putting all their money into gold, now would be a bad time. Gold has performed very, very well for quite a number of years now. And it's probably not the best time to be buying gold. It's the best time to be buying other strong, high-quality, blue-chip companies who have strong balance sheets with no debt and actually provide capital to others because they have excess cash on their balance sheet. And there's a lot of those. And they're also paying high dividends right now.
Well, Rusty, what about those blue-chip companies that are dependent upon debt by their consumers or their customers to grow their businesses? In other words, if they're involved in the business of creating more debt, are they safe or are they going to get in trouble too?
Well, we're definitely going into a recession. We are in a recession right now, and the depth of it is getting deeper as long as we delay this package in the House and other issues that need to be dealt with. But so we're going to go through a difficult period, and some of those companies are involved with either directly or indirectly with financial instruments or debt are going to suffer some, but most of them are not going to go bankrupt. One of the beautiful things is that it seems to me that the corporate sector has been listening to Larry and you and everybody over the years, because this corporate sector's balance sheet is extremely strong outside the financial stocks. All the other manufacturing type stocks have very strong balance sheets right now. A lot have a bunch of cash, and not many have much debt. So most companies are in pretty strong shape. It's the consumer that's in trouble, and our government finances aren't the best either, of course.
Well, Rusty, the legislation allows the FDIC insurance limit to be increased from $100,000 per account to $250,000 per account. And, of course, that's set to expire December 31, 2009. Is that a good idea to keep your money in the bank, to trust the FDIC right now?
Well, yeah, I think so. They have actually done a marvelous job up to this point in time of protecting both the depositors' interest as well as the government interest and the taxpayers' interest. They've been able to negotiate deals to move Wachovia and WaMu and other institutions off to other banking enterprises that are stronger. And you have to remember, most banks are strong. It's not everybody who's falling apart. Most of the banks are strong. And so these other banks are able to come in and gather these assets up very quickly and cheaply without any cost to depositors or any cost to the taxpayer. So you have to give the FDIC a great hand of applause at this stage of the game. Also, the whole point of that is just to keep you from doing running to the bank and taking your money out, because the main issue here is confidence. As long as we are all confident in our financial system, then everything's going to be fine.
Rusty, speaking of assets, you are an asset to Money Life, and I thank you for letting us grab you today and get you on the program. Always good to hear your godly wisdom.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, it was very encouraging to hear both Bob and Rusty's perspective on this. Certainly a 180 from what we hear on the news every day.
Well, you have a pro, one from the East Coast, one from the West Coast, guys who have both had stewardship responsibility over billions and billions of dollars. They know the inner workings of our financial markets. These guys are experts, and they're both godly people, and they said, calm down.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. And I just hope that our listeners were served well today by getting those perspectives. Our purpose, why we come here every day, is to bring hope, help, and insight, especially during turbulent times. And I think today's program was evidence that we can relax, we can keep our trust and faith in God. Of course, these men don't know the future. But it sounds like that we're going to return to some sanity, and that's a good thing for all of us. But, you know, I do have a concern, and that is that if we start to see calmness in the markets, and we're going to go back to business as usual, and we're going to miss the main thing that needs to be corrected, and that's to repent of our greed. Because at the base of every bit of this is greed, and greed cannot be corrected by a government policy. You have to repent. You have to turn to the Lord, and you have to return to our core values. And that's why we're continuing to call for a season of prayer and fasting. I'm calling for a grassroots movement of turning to the Lord and asking Him to intercede in our lives and into the economic challenges we're going to continue to face. And we've got to return to our core values as a people, where we honor God with our wealth, that we save money and are wise, but we're not hoarders. Then we get out of debt, that we feel a sense of urgency. I've been saying that we need to be out of debt in 4 years, if at all possible. Because, Dave, even after there's a new president elected, they're going to have a world of challenges on their hands to manage through this. And it's going to get difficult again at the end of the next election cycle. It always does. It's always a time of uncertainty. And we have to invest wisely and steadily. And I think from what we've heard today, there's some real insight in how to be a good, steady, wise investor. And one more thing, Dave, we ask for our listeners to step up and meet a matching gift challenge of $50,000 in September. That gift challenge was met, and I appreciate it so much. These are still difficult times for every ministry, and the main thing we should remember is that no matter what you're called to support, your church, the radio station, the ministry, the missionary, Money Life, God's work should not shrink back during this tough economic time. Be generous, and we thank our listeners for helping us.
Well, thank you, Chuck. And if you'd like to send us a donation, you can do that by calling 800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976, or online at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.